What's up, everyone? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Take a seat, relax, enjoy. Welcome to a brand new episode with your life coach, Dear Life, with Life Coach Sheena here on Spotify. I want to thank Spotify for giving me this platform and the chance to create my own podcast. Now, I've been doing this for 7 years and I have accumulated a great amount of supporters. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. And please, 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 if you would really like to support this channel, give us a follow on Spotify so more people are then able to find this podcast and we can go wild, honey, because we need to share the power. We need to share the words. We need to share a positive upliftment and fulfilling content all around. We are in timing where things are changing and this is your time. This is my time. This is our time to make a very positive impact and a positive change. And it's important, I believe, to support people that are really doing positive things, doing good things, people that are just living in the truth. I admire people and I respect people that live in the truth without having to be who they don't want to be. You know, I feel like we have so much pressure onto us from the society as women, as men, as a European woman, as a European man, as a black man, as a black woman, as an Asian, etc., etc. There are so many standards, there's so many etiquettes, you know, for we have to live by those etiquettes, by those standards, otherwise you're like a nobody. And we are here to change the narrative. Many people are doing the work to change the narrative because we know that's not the truth. We don't need beauty standards. We don't need any kind of standards from anybody. The only standards that we need are the standards that we create for ourselves, for our own happiness and own fulfillment. What success means to me, what beauty means to me, what wealth means to me, what health means to me, what love means to me, those things and more, but what it means to you, not what it means to somebody else's, and then you have to do or apply those standards into your life because we are over it. We are over it, okay? And I'm very, very supportive of everyone. They don't live by those standards, but they live by their own standards. They're free spirit. I'm a free spirit girl. I have always been free spirited. I always did whatever I wanted to do, took my responsibilities, learned from whatever I did, and moved forward in my life. But you know, one thing that I'm never going to regret is the fact that I lived life by somebody else's standards, you know. And of course, I'm not going to deny it. Just like everybody else's, at times in life, I have been influenced to be somebody else's, to do things in the way that looked like successful. But that wasn't success for me, and it's still not success to me. That wasn't fulfilling to me. And so I decided to live in my truth. I decided to be myself. There is nobody like me. I am not perfect, but I know to be great. I know to be perfect in my own way. And I know that whatever I do, whatever contribution that I am bringing into this world is very unique to myself. And so for you as well. And so today, I wasn't really sure what to talk about because there's a lot that I want to talk about, right? I have topics for days, for years, for centuries. I could be here and talk to you guys for hours. I could be really here. I like to talk about things that matter to me and that I feel like are going to, you know, make a great impact. And today I really wanted to talk about how the society and the forces around you, your family, your friends, or people in general, how life, you know, I don't want to blame it onto life, but people in our life can really cause us to stray away from our purpose and from our true happiness. You feel the pressure to make somebody else's happy, and you're not confident enough in yourself, you're not strong enough in your faith and your belief that you are able to be and to do whatever you want to do, and that your dreams are, you know, there for a reason. Your dreams are simply the connection between you and your higher self and God and your creator, and the infinite possibilities that whatever you want can definitely become true. Matter of fact, it already exists, right? You just have to remember that it exists, but especially you have to remember that you are abundance itself, that you are beauty itself, that you are prosperity itself, that you are health itself. And you don't need anybody to tell you how to live your life, and you don't need to do what everybody else is doing to be quote unquote successful or to even feel accepted or loved. You are here to make a difference. There's a reason why you don't want to live your life like everybody else's. There's a reason why you don't want to be like everybody else's, because you think with your own mind, with your own God-given mind. And I think I just really want to reinforce that. I think it's so important that we think for ourselves. Like, realize that most of our times we are using somebody else's comprehensions of life. We are using somebody else's knowledge of things and life. But what about you, right? It's important that you use your own thinking when it comes to make your own decisions. And you shouldn't be feeling pressure by anybody else's. And again, we go back to the comparison, right? Don't compare your life and your timing with the timing and life of everybody else's, because that's not the way to go. You should focus solely on yourself. The grass isn't greener on the other side. The grass is greener wherever you are and wherever is watered. And if you want your grass to be greener, you should be focusing on your own. Focusing on your business, focusing on your health, focusing on your finances, focusing on your mindset, on your well-being, and on your happiness. Ask yourself if you're truly living for you, or you are living for somebody else's, by somebody else's standards. Now, I am very happy that I have made the decision a long time ago when I realized that I don't want to be like everybody else's. And I'm not saying that to say that everybody else's are doing wrong or right. They're doing them. I just wanted to be me. I didn't want to get lost in the sauce. I wanted to be unique, because I knew that if I felt the way I felt about myself, there was a reason. And then my uniqueness, my way of doing things, my way of thinking, my view of life was very important, because it was going to inspire other people to also live by their own rules. I am a Libra, okay? And I live by justice. I am ruled by Venus. And to me, independence was always a thing. But not just being independent financially, independent in my everyday life, but independent in my thinking. Because I know not to be dumb. I know that I'm very smart. I'm very knowledgeable. And whatever knowledge that I don't have, I can acquire that knowledge at any given moment if I apply. I know that I can get whatever I desire in life. If that's what I truly want, I'm going to go after it. I'm not going to spend my life burning down and chasing things. But I am definitely going to get whatever that is great for me. And if I truly want something, I know how to get it. Actually, I know how to attract it to me. And I know it's going to come. And I was saying something today as well that, you know, with evolution, I know people say, oh, the older you get. I don't really like to use that term, right? Because it's not about getting older. Because you can get older with age and still be very fertile soul, very young into the way you think, right? Very childish, very infantile in the way you think. And I rather want to say that with evolution, right? With evolution, you stop chasing things and you just start to rather allowing life to be, because you gain more confidence through the different phases of your life, the different stages, the different lessons. You've gained confidence and you have seen, you've had the proof that everything always works in your favor. And even when things are not working out in the way you envision it, it's still working out for your own good, right? So the resistance chain is broken. And that's when life gets really good. That's why people say life gets better in your 30s, in your 40s. I think because we have less expectation in life, and we just rather, maybe we have tried so hard to chase things, to do things that wasn't really fulfilling. And then it comes to a point where you're like, you know what? I just want peace. I just want to be me. I just want to live in peace. And I truly want to be happy. And I don't want my happiness to be based on what other people's happiness is. I want to be happy for me, whatever that means, right? Whatever that means to you. A healthy happiness, of course, right? A true healthy happiness, true fulfillment. And we go through life really searching for that fulfillment in different situations, in different things, and in people. When in reality, you just have to sit with yourself and remember that fulfillment only comes within you. I've always said that living in your truth is the most fulfilling thing that you could possibly do. Because that's you. That's you. And of course, during our duration of life and different stages of our being and growth and evolution, our purpose can also change. But in reality, it's always the same. If your purpose is to create love and to really uplift other people, if you have that power over people, if people really see you as a leader, right, as someone to look up to and to someone to take example from, then you're going to be that person always in your life, regardless the career that you choose to do, but always living in your truth, right? And so that's why it's so important to reconnect with your higher self, because that's when you're going to get all these answered questions that you have and that you constantly ask yourself. Am I doing the right thing? Am I really fulfilled? Am I truly happy? Right? And sometimes it can be very frustrating, because it's like you're trying to do so many different things to feel fulfillment, when in reality, I think the best way to find out if you're truly fulfilled is how grateful you are. And I know some people don't know nothing about gratitude. I know that when you ask people, and it's crazy because I've done this before when I was working in a previous job, I would do these things, right? Because I wanted people to feel like people. I didn't want people to feel like they were numbers or pay slip code. You know what I mean? Like, I really wanted to do that. And it wasn't something that I planned. I'm just naturally that person that does things like that. I like to uplift people's mood. I like to make a positive difference and impact whatever I am. And so even when I'm hustling, working, and doing things, I am connecting with people in a way which is fulfilling for them and for me too, right? And so I would ask people, like, tell me three things which you are grateful for. And you'd be shocked to believe that people are just like, what? I never thought of that. Like, and I'm like, what are you grateful for? You know, take your time, but it's like, you're taking a bit too long. And it's like, why is that? Because you're not really thinking, you're not operating from a space of, I am here, like, you know, feeling your presence. You're just waking up in the morning, brushing your teeth, washing your face, having your breakfast, having your coffee, run out the house, go to whatever you need to do, and just be that. And you never stop and ask yourself, who am I? Who am I? What am I grateful for? Right? What does gratitude mean? Okay, let's start there, to be grateful. And I know some people be like, why should I be grateful for? I didn't ask to be here. You know, that comes from a space of a lot of pain, a lot of hurt, a lot of anger, and that needs healing. That needs some unpacking. But when you ask people, what are you grateful for? And they're taking their time to really think about, and I'm like, you are alive. Let's start there. Like, I'm alive. I can breathe. I can see. I can hear. But we take these things for granted, as is like, because we didn't ask to be here. What if you ask to be here and you don't know or don't remember? Because that could be the case. That in a past life, you have been given the chance to come on this earth and do whatever for a soul evolution. And you ask to be here and you are in this temporary coma and you don't remember. So the thing that you said, I didn't ask to be here. As far as I'm concerned, none of us remember that we asked to be here. Because, yes, the earth is such a beautiful planet. It's great. But there's so much pain, there's so much darkness, it's just a lot of injustice, and we live in a system that has been created to keep us trapped in the most evil way possible. And so if I had the choice right now to stay here or go somewhere else on a different planet, in a different reality, I wouldn't choose to stay here. Of course, I'm grateful for the lessons, but I wouldn't choose to be here. And I'm sure that you wouldn't choose that too. I'm sure that you'd be like, Let me get my bags packed. backpack. And go. Dora the Explorer. Where next? Okay? And so, you know, we really have to start thinking about stuff like that. And so, you know what I mean? This is the reality that we are living right now. And so to say that you didn't ask to be here and therefore there's nothing for you to be grateful for, it's just not the way to go. There's always something to be grateful for. Your life. You are alive. You are here. If there isn't something to be grateful for, I don't know what it is. You are the master of your happiness and unhappiness. And I know this may sound crazy for most people, but I am able to get to this level because of the work that I've done and I'm doing constantly. The understanding, and sometimes I have to stop myself because it gets too much, right? It just gets too deep. Sometimes you just, you don't want to think about all that stuff and, you know, whatever. But I think that life is a great experiment for us all to see, right, what we are truly able to do and to become. And your power is in being the breaker of all the chains, right? And there's so many different chains pulling us left and right. And your power and your success is in not allowing that to happen to you. Do whatever makes you happy. Do the job that you want to do. You know, in life there will be times where you are going to operate in a way which is not truth to yourself. But it's only temporary, because there's a lesson in there too. There's something in and if you know me, you know this very well. I talk about it all the time. I will never be tired to say that life always works in my favor. Life always works in your favor. Life always works in our favor. And nobody can tell me differently. Even when the situation is not apparently so great in your eyes, and because it's not great because it doesn't reflect your desire, right? It doesn't reflect the way we want things to go. But trust me, it's getting better. It's gonna get better. It is for your highest good. And if you live by that every single day, you will transform your reality. You are the master of your reality. You are the master of your happiness. As I was saying before, you cannot rely your happiness on anybody else's or anything else's but yourself. Even in the times where you are facing hardship, heartbreaks, rejections, you are still winning. And the way you should flip the script is to not allowing those things to get to you in a negative way, but rather say and think that life is working in my favor. So if this situation did not work out the way I wanted it to work out, the way I hoped for, it's because something better is calling me. Something better is coming for me because I deserve better. And when you realize that and you say that and you know that, you're gonna keep getting better, better, and better, and better. Do not think of yourself and life based on your limitations. Think above that, right? Don't think of yourself incapable of doing things because you don't have degrees or you don't have experiences. Don't think of yourself from that perspective. That is limiting yourself. Think of yourself above that. You have many other skills and many other qualities that are very unique to yourself. And I'm saying that to say that, as always, we have to consider that's why I am so carrying always, constantly, the flag of creating a great mindset, right? And your mind is a beautiful garden, and you have to plant seeds, and it's your choice to understand the importance of planting healthy seeds and to watch them sprouts and flowing and growing in the most beautiful ways. The mind is so powerful because when you become powerful with your mind, the way you operate, it's just no one can touch you. And it's so hard for others to reach you, to influence you, to brainwash you, to tell you things that are a commodity for them and not to you. Because most people in this life are created to manipulate you. But how can you manipulate someone that it's so confident in who they are? It's so knowledgeable. And it's so above the bullshit. It's so difficult. That's why they want to keep us constantly under a state of mind coma. Like, we don't realize that we are possibly a bunch of zombies out there, running around, going nowhere, doing nothing, saying nothing, just being nothing. And that is so sad because, I mean, we are so spectacular and special and amazing and great. And if more people starts to be who they truly want to be, rather than choosing to be what looks like successful or beauty, the world will be a much better place. That's another thing. We expect somebody else's to come and make the world a better place for us to live in when this is our world. And we should be doing that. you know, and we need to start doing that from doing inner work, from stop contributing to the masses' standards, and rather start contributing to who you are in the divine realm. You are a divine being. You are not a human. You are a soul in a human body. A very unique, special soul. And you got work to do on this planet. You have things to do that are beyond the superficial. Sometimes we can fall a little bit into the superficial. Nothing wrong with that. But you are not superficial. And once you dive into the non-superficial, you wouldn't even want to deal with anything that is superficial anymore. The small talk, the unnecessary gossip, the unnecessary vibes that aren't so positive and uplifting. You wouldn't want to be around people that aren't quality people, right? And so success really means that to me. Be yourself. Be unique to who you are. Living in your truth, your purpose, what happiness means to you, whatever life you're trying to create for yourself. Do that. Because we're not going to be here on this earth forever, and we can do many things here, many beautiful things. Don't limit yourself, just go beyond and above. And I think that's something that we should ask ourselves: am I limiting myself today? What are my limited beliefs of myself, of life, of my dreams, my purpose, my career, my body, my health, whatever? Make it happen. Make yourself happen. Make yourself happen. You don't have to try to wear somebody else's clothes because you want to fit in. You don't have to fit in. Fit in is uncomfortable because you're wearing somebody else's size that does not fit you. You try to fit in. Just be you. Whatever circumstances, you are great. No one can tell you differently. If you know to be great, no one can tell you differently. Somebody can tell you you're not great, but still, you're not listening to them. Because what they say don't matter to you, because you know you are great. I know I'm great. I know I'm beautiful. I know I'm smart. I know I'm wealthy. I know I'm successful. I know I'm healthy. I know I am loved. I know I'm kind. I know I'm generous. I know I'm funny. I know that I'm charismatic. I know that I am the light. I know that I bring positive energy, and I am positive energy and vibes all around. I know all of that. No one can make me feel or think differently. It took me a long time to get here, but I got here. And it's an everyday work, because somebody else may come and may tell you something about yourself on a day that you don't feel so great about yourself, and that can really mess you up. Don't let that mess you up. Don't let that happen. You know, no one can transpass that wall unless you allow them to, unless you give them an invitation to. And as I said before, your happiness is your responsibility. You are the one that gives power to others to operate in your favor or against you. When you give them your attention, when you wait on the words they say to you or the actions, no one can ever touch you. There is no weapon formed against you, against me, against us that could ever possibly prosper. it's just not going to happen. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. That's it. That's all. We have come to the end of this new segment here on Dear Life with Life Coach Sheena. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I really do hope that you have enjoyed this new episode. Feel free to share it, like, and as I said before, I'll be very glad, very grateful if you can support my podcast by following it. It's absolutely free. Subscribing, liking, share it on your platform. Thank you so much again. Feel free to check out my Instagram page, life_coach_Sheena, for any sponsorship. If you are interested in the work that I do, feel free to email me, lifecoachsheena@outlook.com. As always, I want to wish you guys a beautiful day. Thank you so much. And remember, there is no one like you. No one. You are the greatest. You are the greatest. Love you all. Until next time, peace.